Croydon Council declares bankruptcy. No cuts in Croydon or any other council. David Maples, Merton Leonison, Chair, personal capacity, with a £66 million gap between income and expenditure. Labour-controlled Croydon Council is effectively bankrupt, politically and financially. The council has issued a Section 114 notice that prohibits anything other than essential expenditure. It threatens more job losses and cuts to services, in addition to the 410 announced in the summer. Already 59 staff have been made compulsorily redundant. During a decade of austerity, Labour councils have had a choice. Fight for the resources for the services the community needs, or come up with clever schemes to generate income. Croydon chose the latter, making investments including a hotel, shopping centre and risky housing development. A £36 million shortfall from the housing development has exacerbated the crisis. Another £30 million shortfall was caused by necessary spending to fight the pandemic, and repeated cuts from central government funding. Labour has already made deep cuts in Croydon and outsourced refuse collection, street cleaning and parks maintenance with neighbouring councils. Council Chief Executive Catherine Kerswell emailed all staff, "Everything that costs the council money, including our terms and conditions, will need to be considered in the search for savings." Unison, the union representing council workers, has correctly stated it will not accept a Section 114 notice as cover for attacks on members' terms and conditions and jobs. But how? Labour councillors need to make the decision to stand up for the communities they've been elected to defend or stand aside for those who will. If a single footballer, Marcus Rashford, can force this weak and divided government into repeated U-turns over free school meals, then 7,000 Labour councillors could mount a successful campaign to gain the £12 billion needed to properly fund local services. Extraordinarily, only one of the candidates in the Unison General Secretary election, Hugo Peer, mentions local authority cuts in their election address. The crisis in Croydon shows the absolute need for the strategy he sets out, see below.